Hey, we're learning about C# 101, and we've been talking about branches. But, you know, when we learn about C# and we learn programming languages, there's always a hello world. And Kendra, I always feel like teachers skip these scary parts. And I've had it. We were in the middle of learning about branches, and I still don't understand what's going about here. And you told me to ignore it.
Right.
I can ignore it no more.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and trim down this program to just the console.write line. Okay. We remember what that looks like, right?
All right. So I'm going to go and remove the stuff that we were working on.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to Hello World is what I'm hearing you say. So
right.
console.write line, Hello World.
Great.
And I know that part because I can do that in the browser, in my in-browser tutorial. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about all this other stuff.
Right. So this is basically the simplest possible C# program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first off, let's start at the top, talk about the using system.
Okay.
So using statements in C# are just importing other libraries that you may want to be using. So I actually believe console uses the system library, and that's why it lights up in that little blue font.
That's a really good point. Notice that when I hover over it, and this is what's great about using a tool like Visual Studio, mm-hmm. is it's telling me it's system.console. So in fact, I can say system.console, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I can get rid of that, and it'll still work. But I don't want to type system.console.writeline
right.
all the time. That's no fun.
And so you'll likely be using system a lot in a lot of other places throughout
exactly.
your code. So we like to keep that as a using statement. That's why it's there by default.
And you see how they grayed it out. This is Visual Studio saying, you don't really need that. But I'm going to say, I do need it. And that lights up again. So
yeah.
this makes my code simpler, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. So I understand using brings in other libraries that I can go and use mm-hmm. and makes the scope of them simpler. But then what's a namespace?
So namespaces are basically just used to group and organize code.
Mm.
So if you have multiple different classes, which we'll talk about next, so you have mm-hmm. a program class right there.
Right.
If you have multiple different classes and they're all very related, mm-hmm. you may want to group them in the same namespace just to keep everything organized.
I see. Okay, so console is a class. We can see it says class system.console. And namespace is the envelope or the package that it comes within.
Right.
I bet you there's a bunch of other stuff. If I say system dot, these are all the other things that are hanging off of system.
Yeah, that are all in the system namespace.
Right. Remember we were talking about ints and strings. They're all part of system as well, right?
Right.
Okay, so then system is system.this and system.that. I'm making my own package, my own place, my own namespace called console.app6, which is not a really good namespace.
Right. So there's namespaces that are already built that come with the tools like mm-hmm. system that's provided by, you know, Microsoft. But
right.
then you can create your own. So that console.app6 is your namespace.
Cool. And we'll talk about how to make your own in the future, both classes, namespaces, and then use ones from the community as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So using, I understand, namespace, and it's kind of cool that namespace kind of has a little bracket here. It seems like there's a oh, look at that.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's the thing that holds these things, right?
Yeah.
All right, and then class. Look at that, it's holding these. What's static void main string blah, 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 args?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, that is your first method. So every single program in C# needs a main method, which we see as the entry point. So it's basically telling your computer, this is where the program starts.
Okay, this is the Go, like this is where you start, but it probably can't be named Go.
Mm-hmm.
It actually has to be named main, because it's the entry, it's the main place to start.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes sense, and it's static. When I think of the word static in English, it's like unmoving, unchanging.
That's exactly what it is. So the main method also needs to be static. Which means it's not going to change dynamically as the program's executing.
Okay. And then we've got this thing here that says void. Void implies like nothingness or emptiness. Or
right.
Like not doing something.
Yeah. So this is all methods in C#. You need to specify if the method returns something or not. So methods could return like an integer, like if you're doing a bunch of compilation, mm-hmm. all to result in an integer or all to result in like a string.
Okay.
Boom.
But ours results in nothing because
yes.
it does consoles and then it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why it's void.
So it's unchanging. It doesn't really return anything. Its name is main. Mm-hmm. Then the
it's
last thing
method.
That we don't understand is string, brackety things, and then args.
Right. So that's a string array of arguments. So any kind of program may have arguments input into it as it compiles. So when I started off, I'm saying, take these arguments and do something with it. C# starts out with the option of having a string array of arguments. So you can actually call that args variable and figure out if anything is being input into the program.
Okay, cool. So if I name my program console_app6, I could say, hey, console_app6 space Kendra, and then I could make this say, hello, Kendra.
Yeah.
And that would be an argument that was passed in, and it sounds like the array means some number of unlimited arguments.
Yeah, you can have, an array is just like a list. You can have multiple arguments passed in.
Yeah, and we'll talk about lists and collections a little bit later.
We will.
Okay, cool. So now I understand that these things mean something and they matter. And even though I don't want to think about them and I'll just spend my time here for branches and loops, mm-hmm. that's really the structure of a Hello World application. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Of course.
All right, we're going to jump back into branches and loops now that I understand the structure of Hello World.